Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself.
Good afternoon. I am Michelle Marquis in the KSRO studio. It is a time for our Ask the Expert program with Mercy Wellness. Can I help you? A cannabis talk show. You can always find out more about Mercy by visiting them in their dispensary in Cotati and soon to be in Santa Rosa, which is very exciting. And also, of course, you can check them out online at mercywellness.com. In the studio with me is Emma Zorns. Emma is the education manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Emma, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. And we've got our party hats on and very excited. This is the 40th episode of Can I Help You? So very exciting. And a big shout out to everyone who has been a part of this in the past. Of course, Brandon at the top of the
Joe,
thank you list.
Of course, too.
Joe, Colin, Owen, all the members at Mercy Wellness who've come in and all your wonderful partners who have been giving us a lot of education. We really appreciate it. The more you know about something, the more interesting it becomes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And today we want to continue our conversation that we've had for the last couple of shows about Rick Simpson oil, also known as RSO. And for that, we're going to welcome to the airwaves Thomas and Casey Angeli. They are COO and CEO and co-founders of Emerald Bay Extracts. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yay, you're both there. I'm so excited. Technology works. All right, so I guess we'll start with sort of a background information. Tell us a little bit about how you came to cannabis.
So I am a nurse, and I was working in the ICU and in hematology and oncology and also as a chemo nurse at Stanford Hospital. And I started noticing that a lot of the people I was treating were getting a lot of benefit from using cannabis in part of their treatment plan. But at the time, there wasn't really, it was during Prop 215, so there was a medical market, but there was still a lot of unregulated use going on. And I really saw it as an opportunity to try to create clean and potent products for people who are really at risk for, you know, developing infections and disease and really this high-risk population who needs something really clean and safe to use. So I approached Thomas, who is an entrepreneur, and he kind of ran with this business idea, and together we've built this company.
Now, this is a pretty exciting background to come from because maybe I have I'm sure it's changing now, but I might have a misperception about those in the sort of established medical community and their attitudes towards cannabis. How did you develop, was it easy for you to embrace cannabis as a legitimate medicine?
It's definitely controversial, for sure. I think the medical community is definitely opening up quite a bit more to it. Especially as more research is in place, with the legalization of CBD, things have become more open. I certainly saw firsthand the benefits, so it was easy for me to see how this could be really helpful to people. Mm-hmm. And I think that traditional medicine is coming around to it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the tide is changing and people are much more open to discovery. And hopefully we can get this decriminalized so that more research can be done.
I agree, yeah, too.
That would be amazing.
Yes, that would be great. So tell us a little bit more about your company, Emerald Bay Extracts.
Yeah, so Casey and I founded the company in 2017, right after the passage of Prop 64. We really have focused all of our efforts on creating RSO, full spectrum oil. We've developed our own process, all of our own equipment to really dial in our process of making this full spectrum oil. So we make the full spectrum oil, we package it into syringes and tablets for easy consumption, and then we also produce oil for other manufacturers who make edibles, topicals, and other products on the shelf.
That was exciting to hear from you, too. I know when we had Kyle come in to teach our staff about your products, he had mentioned a lot of our major brands actually use your products, and I love it.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about the products you make. I was looking at your website and I saw tablets, and I didn't realize that RSO could go into tablets.
Yeah, so that's really a new and exciting product for us. So we traditionally came out with our RSO and syringes, which are really high concentrated syringes. But we did notice that some people found the syringes a bit cumbersome or were putting it into capsules for easy use. And so we kind of wanted to cut out that process, but we wanted a way to make it easier for consumption. So we have formulated our own tablets, which just took us a little while to figure it out. And those tablets we can break in half or break into quarters to allow for easy dosing, which is something that you're not able to do with like a capsule or a gel tab. And that's something we've just launched within the last few months, and we're super excited about. And then we also do the RSO and syringes. We do put it into a tincture. We really just try to focus on what means of consumption does our consumer need to make it easy for them to get this medicine.
Right. Lots of different delivery methods is important.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm curious, too, are you all consumers yourself? Do you partake in RSO?
We both do. I would have to say I'm a very light user. It affects me pretty heavily. So, but I do suffer from migraines, and I find that it really helps relieve migraines, and I don't have to go to traditional pharmaceuticals for that kind of relief. Thomas?
Yeah, no, and I particularly like the RSO for helping sleep, and the tablets I found are really nice, really easy. They're great on the go as well. So I've really been enjoying that product from us, and certainly keeping everything strain specific. It's really nice being able to get those effects from cannabis in the oil that we would from a flower.
And I also noticed you just mentioned, Thomas, that the RSO is strain specific. Is that common for all RSO products?
No, there's very few products in the market that are strain specific. It's actually pretty challenging for us to be able to source enough material from the farmers to be able to keep everything strain specific. And then we've really found that people over time, they want to be able to have the same strains. And when you find a product that works for you, you want to be able to continue to use the same thing. So we focus on partnering with different farms who grow the same strains throughout the year and year after year, so we can kind of keep sourcing the same material, keep producing the same product that people have known in the past.
And we've talked about RSO for the last couple of episodes here on Can I Help You, but would you mind just sort of giving us a short recap on what RSO is?
So RSO is a full-spectrum cannabis oil. So what we are doing when we are creating RSO is we are trying to produce an extract that is reminiscent of the original cannabis plant. So we are not trying to process it to get a higher level of THC or any other particular cannabinoid, but we are really trying to embody the original plant that we are creating.
And it's a process of alcohol extraction to get the product?
Yeah, so we use an alcohol-based extraction. So we have the cannabis, we mix it with alcohol, we then separate the cannabis and alcohol, and eventually separate the oil from the alcohol to be able to reuse it again. So we, yes, go through a cold alcohol process to remove it.
Okay. Now, I do want to ask you how you got into the industry, because California has not made it easy for people to have cannabis businesses. So what kind of challenges, how was it for you to get into the industry?
You know, it was very challenging, especially because there hadn't been people who had done it before. Mm-hmm. We came right in at the beginning of Prop 64, and I think at that point the state was still trying to learn about all of the processes that they were putting out. So there wasn't a clear defined path on how do you move forward and get into the industry. We located in a great community in Nevada City, where there was a strong cannabis community already, and the regulators were very willing to work with the cannabis industry and put out forward the rules so that we could actually operate there. But it was a big challenge to go through the process, figure out how do we teach the fire chief and the police chief and all of these regulators what we are doing is safe and what we are doing is good. And so it's been a very rewarding process as well to be able to go through that and to really be able to teach them as well about everything that we do and why we are creating a safe, clean product.
We're talking with Thomas and Casey Angeli. They are the co-founders, CEO, and COO of Emerald Bay Extracts. And you can find their products at Mercy Wellness. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world.
Hola, encantada. ¿Cómo te llamas?
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just text LANGUAGE to 484848 and start learning a new language today. That's LANGUAGE to 484848. LANGUAGE to 484848.
At Friedman's Home Improvement, we want you to be power ready. When purchasing a generator, consider your power needs and how you want to connect backup power to your home. Friedman's has portable generators from Honda and Generac, ranging from 1 to 7,000 watts, and home standby generators from Generac, ranging from 16 to 22,000 kilowatts to keep you connected. Visit friedmanshome.com/prepared to learn more. Friedman's Home Improvement in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Sonoma, and Ukiah.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You, the cannabis talk show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them online at mercywellness.com. And, of course, their dispensary is located in Cotati and soon a new dispensary coming to Santa Rosa. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Emma Zorns, the education manager at Mercy Wellness. And on the line with us, giving us more information about Rick Simpson oil, also known as RSO. This is a cannabis extract that is quite popular, but not everybody understands how to use it or the application, so we're trying to educate everyone about what this actually is and more about their company. We have Thomas Angeli and Casey Angeli, COO and CEO, founders of Emerald Bay Extracts, on the line with us. So we were talking a bit just sort of about basically what RSO is. And a little bit about your business and the process you've had to go through to make sure that you're compliant, that the people in your community understand what you're doing and everything's copacetic. Tell us about some of your biggest accomplishments so far.
I think for us the biggest accomplishment we have is creating a product that is really helping people. We get emails daily from people who this product has changed their life, and that really drives us. It motivates us. We just feel so good about what we're doing because we're impacting so many people. We also are super proud because our whole team really believes in the products that we're making. And I think having your manufacturing team and your sales team really believe in the product really makes a huge difference. So I think for us, just having that product that we truly believe in is our biggest accomplishment. And then getting the word out about RSO, of course. Like, there's so much misinformation, or there's a lack of information or a stigma around cannabis use, but I think it is really starting to open up. And as we educate people, we are seeing more and more people who had previously been opposed to using cannabis or RSO or full spectrum oil as part of their treatment plan or their symptom relief open up to it and start using it and find a lot of benefit from it.
Awesome. And I'm curious, too, how many dispensaries are you all in? How widespread are your products at the moment?
We are in 100 dispensaries, which is, for us, kind of a big deal. So we're pretty proud of that.
No, it's quite an accomplishment, certainly. Yeah. I know that we're very happy to have it, and I'm sure all those other brands are, too. I have another quick question. And Kyle, when he came to visit us, informed my team about your dosing process. And I would love a refresher on that. I believe it's something along the lines of multiple times a day for X amount of days will boost your endocannabinoid system for this. And maybe you could give me a quick description.
Yeah, so it's going to change from user to user. Obviously, everyone has a different beginning tolerance, and their bodies react a little bit differently. So what we recommend is that someone starts with the size about a half a grain of rice, and the ideal dosing method is 3 times a day, so you're getting that therapeutic effect throughout the day. Not everyone is going to be able to start there just because a really novice user, that would be a high dose to start with.
Absolutely.
But that's what you work up to. And then every 3 to 5 days, doubling the dose as tolerated. Obviously, that's going to change depending on if you are using like a heavy THC product versus CBD product or one of our ratios. With a CBD product, you might be able to scale up the dosing a little bit faster than with a really heavy THC product, especially if you're a new user. But I think in general, listen to your body, and if this is making you feel good, great. And if, you know, you need more time to adjust the dose, take that time, because every body is a little bit different. Everyone's dealing with different symptoms and managing their care differently. So listen to your body and go with what feels good.
Awesome. So with this, too, have you found any feedback from the customer specifically about the manufacturing of the product and how the syringe works, how you take the cap off? Do you have any advice for this?
Yeah, so I think that the most of the time, the only feedback that we have is sometimes the cap can be a little bit difficult to get off of the syringe. We are going to make a video and post it both to our Instagram and website for guidance on that, because it seems to be something that has come up a little bit more than it had in the past. But the cap does suction on a little bit, so it does take a little bit of effort to take the cap off. If you feel like the cap is not coming off easily, the best thing to do is just run the syringe under some warm water. Sometimes that sticky oil will stick to the cap, and it just needs to be loosened up a little bit. But we use a lure lock cap, which is one with threading on it to make sure that nothing leaks out, that the product stays safe. And we use a glass syringe because we're trying to reduce the amount of plastic we use, both because the terpenes can break down plastic and also because the glass, when you're heating it, it heats up really well and loosens up the oil.
And out of curiosity, what is the plunger made out of?
The plunger... it's made out of the plastic part, the clear part of the plunger is made out of plastic, but the rest of the syringe is made out of glass.
Awesome. Thank you.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier that you have to find growers who have a large enough grow in order to supply the product. But how do you find those people?
So it's really, we do a lot of word of mouth. So as we have farmers within our network that we work with, we love working with the farmers. They love working with us. And then they start recommending us to their friends and other people in their area. So we find that we have these little pockets, of growers that just kind of recommend us to other people, that they are friends with, that they are growing around, that are in their community or in their collective. And we've mostly been able just to go from word of mouth to find all of these great cultivators in California.
And most of these flowers, too, are sun-grown?
Yes, we primarily work with sun-grown farmers, Sierra County, Mendocino County, a little bit up in Humboldt County. But, yes, we primarily just focus with working with sun-grown farmers.
Do you work with them then consistently from harvest to harvest, or do you have to sort of move around a bit?
So we work with each of the farmers from harvest to harvest. Most of the farms, we buy all of the material that they produce.
Oh, wow.
And so as they harvest, they give us a call and say, hey, Thomas and Casey, we just harvested. It's ready to go. It's fresh. And then we'll come pick up the material and extract it. A lot of these farmers usually do about 2 harvests a year. So they'll call us around July as they're doing their first harvest. We'll be able to start pulling in the material then. And then again in the fall when they pull down their larger harvest.
And when you say fresh, too, are we speaking of, like, fresh frozen product or cured or what bud is going into it as well?
So we're using a cured cannabis. We're not using fresh frozen for the products that we are doing, but we're using a fresh material. So over time, even if it is cured, it starts to break down. We lose some of the profile. We lose some of the terpenes. So for us, we like to source material that has just recently been harvested to really preserve all of those terpenes that were in the plant at that time.
Wonderful. And I learned recently, too, but maybe you could inform our listeners, how would someone be able to find the COA or the information on the terpenes and cannabinoids from your product?
So the COAs, we have COAs available on our website, as well as the COAs are available through the dispensary retail partners that we work with. Mercy Wellness has the COAs on all of our products that we give to them as everything comes through and goes through testing.
Wonderful. And are you looking at advertising sometime soon with the market trend of everything going towards terpene profiles? Are we going to see that on your packaging or anything specific towards that in your products?
We've seen a lot of people that have a lot of interest in it. We started testing the terpene profiles within these strains so that we do have that information. A lot of people are finding the terpenes are a great way to determine the products that are working for them. We find that very valuable information to be relaying.
Yeah, it makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit about testing as well?
Yeah, so testing, for us, the testing comes through many times in our process. We start off by testing the cannabis when we are getting it from the farmer. We do a small extraction on the material. We test it for pesticides, heavy metals, make sure that there's nothing in there before we actually go through and even do our extraction. Mm-hmm. After we do our extraction, we send it off for testing again, ensures that there are still no contaminants in our product before we package it into our final product that would go to the dispensary. After it's been packaged, we then test it a third time. So all of our products getting onto the shelf have been tested three times throughout the process to really ensure that at no point did we pull in any heavy metals or pesticides that could have been out there.
That's an amazing quality. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Trustworthiness is so important when you're looking at these kinds of products, and to know that the testing is that thorough is wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's good. And then it's also when we partner with the same farmers, we're making sure that the farmers that we're working with have these regenerative growing processes, are not using pesticides, and it's really important for us, yeah, kind of from the start to be identifying the right partners to be working with.
Yeah. Can I ask you how the fires have impacted things? I know we're so close to harvest for many growers, and how is that impacting your ability to get clean product?
I think fortunately for us, most of our farmers have been okay during the farms or during the fires. We've had a couple farmers that unfortunately did lose most of their crop. And we also had a few that had harvested early, so we were able to get that material before they were affected by the fires. But it's definitely a scary time for all these farmers and all different industries. We ourselves had to evacuate a couple weeks ago due to a fire and evacuate our whole facility.
Oh my gosh, we were able
to move back in, but it was definitely a scary situation.
Oh my goodness. Now, we don't have much time left, but I do want to ask you, you said you've got tablets now. Are there any other new products we can look for?
Our tablets are our big new product right now. We're trying to do a full line. We do 10 milligram tablets, 2 milligram tablets, and then 25 milligram tablets. Which the 25 come in 1,000 milligram containers. So that is our big product right now, and then doing a full line of strain-specific tablets and then launching a CBD tablet as well. And then just building up our RSO, different ratios and different profiles, because we find that people respond differently to different strains and different profiles, and so having that available to them at Mercy Wellness or any local dispensary.
Awesome. Well, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
That is Thomas and Casey Angeli, COO and CEO and co-founders of Emerald Bay Extracts. Emma, this was so much fun. Owen, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Michelle.
And we'll see you at Mercy Wellness and back here in the studios in about 2 weeks. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.